Good afternoon, everybody. This is up here quite high. Make you a deal, though. If you don't look up to me, I won't look down on you. Have you ever had a conversation with someone about the law and grace? It seems like it always turns into an either-or situation. People feel if you keep the law, you're trying to earn salvation. Or if you call on grace, you don't have to keep the law. Anybody experienced that in a conversation with someone? I had a conversation like this recently. It was frustrating to try to break through that view. But God showed me something from that talk that really helped me to bridge the gap and to bring the two together, law and grace. See, in this conversation that we had, I was laying out God's law to prove my points. And I was right in what I was proving by God's law. Yet sometimes you can be right and be so wrong. See, the other person made a statement that really struck home to me. He said, if you could only hear how you're coming across. And it was like, boom. You know, that hit home. How was I coming across them? Because it didn't matter what I was saying about the law in my relationship to them. How was my relationship with them going? When we talk to people about these two things, about law and grace, it's like we're entering their home, where they live spiritually. When you're in the house of someone who professes grace, it helps to understand where they're coming from. Generally, they're coming from the viewpoint that we're already saved by grace and that you don't need to keep the law. They usually believe that keeping law is trying to earn salvation. So if you enter their home wielding the law like a sword, they're going to defend themselves. And they will likely defend themselves with the scriptures. Scriptures like Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, if you want to turn there. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, on the other hand, they are likely going to look at you as a lawkeeper. They're likely going to feel that your house believes that you have to keep the letter of the law, and in doing so, you earn salvation. That's how they're going to perceive you. Someone who believes in keeping the law, on the other hand, may use a scripture like this in Matthew 5, 17, 18. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. So this is something that somebody who believes in the law may use as their defense. So we have two distinct views here that we see commonly in the world, and that is the grace and law. And if this conversation continues down the road like this, you're just going to put up defenses on both sides, and each house will defend themselves, and they'll use scripture to do so because they feel like they're being attacked. So that comment, if you could only hear how you're coming across, really got me to thinking how to explain law and grace in a better way. You know, to really explain my position and how I felt about things. So soon after that comment was made, I was thinking and praying to God about how to come across in the right way. Then I had an analogy jump into my mind, and that's an analogy I'd like to share with you today. This is an analogy of building. And if you want a title for the sermon, it's God, the Master Builder. God is the Master Builder. He is building a house for us to live in. The finished home that God is building needs both law and grace to be complete. If we separate them, we have an unfinished and unsound house. There are three phases, really big phases, in building a home. You have your foundation, you have your framework, and then you have your finished work. So to look at the foundation, let's turn to Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. So we're being built as a habitation for God in the Spirit. So we see the foundation of the house that God is building for us is the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the cornerstone. Now, if you want to continue with this analogy, the framework, if you use the analogy of the framework, the law is the framework. The law is the structure. It's what's built upon the foundation, and it's the structure that gives us support. And if you look at the framework in a house, it actually guides you through the house, just as the law should guide us through life. That's what the law is, the framework. If we want to look at the last part, the finished work is grace, mercy, and forgiveness. It covers up the framework and any imperfections in the framework. And, you know, there are imperfections in the framework. The law cannot bring you salvation. It's incomplete that way. You cannot earn it. Grace covers that up. Grace is the finished work that completes the house that God is making for us. Now, if we go back to separating the houses of law and grace, it looks like this. Here's another analogy. The house of grace without law does not meet God's building codes. Let me give you an example. This is a building example. 2x4s in your house, the framework in your house is basically 16 inches. You have to have 2x4s. And they've determined that that's how you structurally make a sound house, so it'll be solid and stand. Well, if you go into a house built on grace without the law, it's like somebody going in there and saying, well, forget that, I'm just going to put the 2x4s every 4 feet or 8 feet. Then I'm going to throw the sheetrock up, I'm going to finish the house off, and it's going to look good. But you know what? It's unsound. It will not last, it will not hold up. First one comes along, that house is going to collapse. So you can't have a house of grace without the framework being established. Now, if you go into the house of the letter law, it does not meet God's building code either. Code requires that a house be finished to get final approval. The letter of the law house is constantly working on the framework. They never stop, always going over and over it again, checking it, rechecking it, and always dwelling on the framework. But they, without grace, they don't build upon that framework. It's an incomplete house. They just stay in the law. You have to have the grace that covers that law. So again, it's unfinished. There's a couple things that jump out to me also about the house of the letter of the law. You know, when a house is framed and it's just framework, it's a very cold place. You know, it's not warm at all. The wind blows through it. Weather can get to it, the atmosphere. It's just not a pleasant place. And there's another thing. You walk into a framed house and you may get an idea of where that house is going to be and what it's going to look like when it's finished, but it's not finished, and it's very clear it's not finished. Now that we've got a finished house, if we look at this analogy, so what do you do in a finished house? You move in and you furnish it. So if you'll turn to Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. These are the furnishings we should be putting into the house that God has built for us. God built us the house. We need to live there. And this is the furnishings that should go into that house. So we have the house with the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and Christ being the cornerstone. The framework being the law, the finished work being grace and forgiveness and mercy. And then we furnish it with the fruits of the Spirit. So we have a finished home. Then it becomes a home. When we have a physical home, we invite people into our homes. And this is what they usually see. They'll come into your home and they'll see the furnishings. They'll see the finish work. And as you take them through your house, they see the structure, how your walls are put up and how it defines the house. And if they're in the house for any length of time, they'll get an idea that it's a solid foundation. When we interact with people, we invite them into our spiritual homes. I hope they see the same things in the same order. I hope they see the love, the joy, the peace, and the fruits of the Spirit, and the finished work, the grace, that we're gracious and merciful and forgiving. And as they walk with us and as we deal with them in life and have a relationship, they'll see the structure we have, which is the law, and they'll know it's built on a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is Jesus Christ. So a question I've been asking myself a lot lately, where do I live?